Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, this morning we're looking at NYRA. That is the New York Racing Association, and it looks like it's on a path back to private control.
Yeah, that came up yesterday at a state Senate hearing, and news of Governor Cuomo's plan to return NYRA to private control came up again. But lawmakers and others who spoke at yesterday's Senate Committee on Racing, Gaming, and Wagering, they responded with a little bit of caution. Last June, after NYRA was nearly returned to private nonprofit control, Governor Andrew Cuomo and state assembly and Senate leaders extended the state oversight for a fifth year. The state started to oversee the organization after some concerns were raised about its financial management. Yesterday, Todd Shimkins, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, spoke at the hearing and noted that he wanted to see the details of this new plan, which is still a secret for the public. It hasn't been publicly released, and nobody at the hearing yesterday had actually seen the plan. Shimkins said he would only be satisfied if the plan included the reprivatization of NYRA with key stakeholders represented, and if it honored an agreement from 2008 that granted a specific percentage of VLT, that's video lottery terminal revenues, from Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens to the horse racing industry. That's for breeding and for prizes. A committee member, Senator Kathy Marchione, she's the Republican from Half Moon, which is in Saratoga County, said she also wanted to see details of the governor's plan to reprivatize so she could comment. Her chief of staff, Josh Fitzpatrick, said she went straight to a luncheon at the governor's mansion after the hearing where Cuomo was briefing Republican senators on his budget proposal for this year. But Marchione didn't make it in time to learn more about the plan for NYRA, so they had already talked about it, so she never found out about it. Supporters of privatizing NYRA, there are a lot of supporters, especially in Saratoga County. They say that the state's control is impeding long-term plans and track upgrades at all of the NYRA tracks. Marchione said the continued delay comes at a great price and that the cost to the racing industry and the economy could exceed tens of millions of dollars. Shimkus said at the hearing, he said he was glad to see the topic of NYRA being reprivatized put on the agenda early in the legislative session, net raised towards the end of the session in May or June when it tends to get lost. So he was concerned it wasn't on the governor's state of the state addresses, but now that it's come up, it's back on the public agenda. So let's see if we find out what the details of this plan is that we encouraged the governor to make this plan public.
We are speaking, of course, with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can go to find out the news of the day, pick up the paper, or simply dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks as always.